Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
All right, when you get a chance, give us a call, please. 877-291-0123. This is Pledge Drive. This is hour three of the second day of Pledge Drive. So why don't we bow our heads in prayer and ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray for us and with us as we move toward this goal that we have of being fully funded. And I also fold into this your prayer intentions for your family, for your own personal situation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We always start our hours during Pledge Drive off with that prayer because it's such a powerful prayer. And Our Lady, of course, is known throughout the history of the Church for being a powerful intercessor. So this is one reason why we invoke her, especially when we have such a big goal to meet. And in a little while from now, Mary and I are going to talk about that and share with you kind of where things stand and where we're going. In the meantime, though, you can call me. We can talk on the air. My number is 888-914-9149. Let's go to Charlie in Philadelphia. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Patrick. Today's gospel, it's 6:37 of John. It says, this is the will of the Father who sent me. I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but I should raise it up on the last day. Mm-hmm. This is the will of the Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life and shall raise him up on the last day.
Yeah.
Now, in my opinion, he's talking about the Eucharist, because how can anybody after the ascension see him? And older Bibles even say, some of them say, gaze upon me. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? And I never hear anybody comment on that fact. And a couple paragraphs later was with the discourse with the bread, and I am the bread and the life and all that. Yeah. I just wonder what you thought about it. He says, see me. I mean, who could see him except the people that are right there? And that couldn't be what he's talking about, because he's talking about raising everybody up at the last day, you know, for generations of people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just kind of puzzling.
So, yeah, fair enough.
He doesn't say image of me. He says, sees me.
Mm-hmm. I get it. So what I would say in this case is that he certainly was saying it in that literal sense to the people who were there. And the fact that that many of these people who were there with him would have seen him crucified as well. So in a strictly literal sense, it would have definitely referred to the people who were there. But in a figurative sense, as you're saying, it also refers not only to those who see the Eucharist with their own eyes, but also who have the gift of faith, and they see through the eyes of faith. So as Jesus said, you know, blessed, you know, you believe because you've seen, but blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. So it can't be taken in a strictly literal sense to say that people must see the Eucharist with their physical eyes, because what about all the people who don't have sight? You know, it would exclude them. So it's a broader than just merely physically seeing Jesus, either in the flesh or in the bread of life in the Holy Eucharist. I think the underlying meaning is more that you're seeing with the eyes of faith and seeing it in that context. Does that make sense, John? I'm sorry, not John, excuse me. Charlie, does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, so those are my thoughts, off the cuff anyway.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Appreciate the phone call. 888-914-9149. We have room for you if you want to call. Let's go to John now in Reno. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Patrick. At
yes,
Mass on Sunday, mm-hmm. we had a seminarian say the homily. Can a seminarian perform the entire Mass?
No. No. So, first of all, the word perform is probably not the best word to use. Celebrate is a more common term. The priest, and only the priest, is able to celebrate Mass. Deacons cannot do that. Lay people certainly can't do that. And, of course, bishops can, but bishops have the priesthood. They also have the fullness of the priesthood by having been consecrated bishop. But a seminarian certainly cannot celebrate Mass.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was it that simple?
Yeah, I didn't think they could. I just wanted to check, because I had never heard one say the homily before.
Well, the homily is a bit different. So the homily is also reserved to a deacon, a priest, or a bishop. It's not something that I could do. I could not preach a homily. Sister Mary McGillicuddy could not preach a homily. You couldn't preach a homily because we don't have holy orders, and it's something that is established for those who have holy orders. So that's how that should be done. I remember one time, John, I was speaking at a parish in the outskirts of St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken, and the priest, very nice man, I arrived Sunday night, and I would be giving a couple nights worth of seminars, and he asked me to come up and, instead of a sermon, to talk about, well, or actually, he asked me to give the sermon. And I said, Father, I can't do that. He says, oh, well, you know, come on, nobody will know. And I said, well, I can't. I mean, the church says, no, I'm not permitted to do so. So what he said is, okay, how about I'll give the sermon, and then when I'm done, then you can come up and say a few things about what you're going to talk about. So I prevailed upon him to let me do that part at the end of Mass. So after everything was over, before the final blessing, that's when I got up to do that, because I'm very conscious of the church saying yes to some things and no to others. But no, it should have been a sermon given by a deacon, a priest, or a bishop. John, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go now to, I hope I'm saying the name correctly, is it Abba in Temple, California? Temple City, California?
Hi.
Hi, is your name Abba?
Yes.
Well, welcome. And are you in Temple City, California? Because it says Temple, but I'm not familiar with Temple, California.
No, it's Campo.
Campo, there we go. All right. Welcome.
Hi, I had a question about the Ten Commandments where you should not kill, but sometimes the police kill.
Mm-hmm. Well, that word kill in the Ten Commandments refers to murder, where you are unjustly taking the life of somebody. In the case of, let's say, a police officer is somebody's breaking into your house and trying to kill your family, and the police officer shows up, and the one who's breaking into your house shoots at the police officer, and he shoots back, that's not murder. Because he's using self-defense for himself and also to defend you. So it's justified in that case, but it would not be justified if you just murdered somebody. And that's what that commandment's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you know how, like in war, which is a terrible thing, the soldiers have to kill to defend the country because the enemy soldiers are trying to kill us, so we have a right to defend ourselves. And that's where our military comes in, and they have to use deadly force to stop somebody from invading the country or to stop somebody from trying to blow up one of our cities or something like that. And that's justified. But to murder somebody, that's never justified. Does that make it a little clearer?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Good. How old are you?
10.
10. So I'm guessing if you're 10, you're probably in your fourth or fifth grade. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Homeschooled or Catholic school?
I go to a public school. I used to go to a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm. And do you like it at the public school?
Not really.
No? What don't you like about it?
Well, some kid said something bad about me.
Oh, that's not nice. Well, did you tell your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, keep your chin up and study hard. And who knows, maybe someday you'll have a radio show. Wouldn't that be fun? Would you like to be a radio host?
Yeah.
All right. Start practicing. Start practicing. I certainly, when I was your age, Abba, I had no idea that I would one day do what I do. But I'm glad I'm doing it. Thank you. Father Rocky has a message for you right about now.
How does your desk look these days? Could it use a little tidying up? A lot of tidying up? Hi, this is Father Rocky. from the Family Rosary across America. And our thank you gift today at the $50 a month giving level is an elegant Holy Family of Nazareth table organizer. It's a perfect place to put important papers or mail. Are you able to support the mission of Relevant Radio at the $50 a month level? It's a tax-deductible donation, and we have matching funds this hour. They say a creative mind is rarely tidy. If that describes you or someone you know, then this is a perfect gift. It's yours for a donation of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or join the family at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Tell you what, we had a great hour last hour. So many people said, we want to join that Relevant Radio family, and we're gonna help them out. We're going to give them a hand. A lot of folks came in and said, you know, we're just going to make that call. We're going to be a number. We're going to be a number on the list of people they need. And we made our goal for last hour. New hour, new goal. We need 250 people this hour to make our call goal, to make the number of people that we need. And we kind of calculated out, we figured the average. And if we get that number of people, we should hit the dollar amount, because ultimately that's what we need in the end, is $2.7 million. By the end of the week, we are only going to get there if you reach out and help us at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
Mary, do you remember that AT&T commercial? Reach out and touch someone. Remember that one? That's what we need right now. Reach out and say hello to Relevant Radio, and say that you want to support what we're doing. You can reach out in three distinct ways. You can do it on the Relevant Radio app. You can go to relevantradio.com, or you can call 877-291-0123. But please reach out now, because if we get down to Friday and we have a huge gap between where we are and where we need to be with our need of $2.7 million, we won't make it. Mm-hmm. So each day of the pledge drive is very important, as Mary was saying, that we get to these numbers so that we won't have this insurmountable gap at the end of the week. That's why we need you to call right now, 877-291-0123.
And we are making a dent already this hour, as we need 250 people. We're down to only needing another 240 already. That's how we do it. Get action going now. Do it fast. Do it quick. Don't procrastinate and wait till the last minute. It's always best, too, if you can visit our website, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet to make your gift and to kind of make the, you know, sweeten the deal a little bit. We have a bonus download for you. Father Richard Simon, the host of Father Simon Says, has recorded a talk on St. Nicholas. In this recording, he gives you the background in the history of St. Nicholas, but he also will give you the background on how St. Nicholas became associated with Christmas. And it's entitled, Yes, Virginia, There is a St. Nicholas. That's yours as a free bonus when you make your gift either at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Of course, if the only way you have, the only option you have right now is the phone, the lines are open at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you so much, an anonymous donor in the Twin Cities. $2,000. Partnership Challenge Hour was doubled to $4,000. You can do it too at relevantradio.com.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi. Reach out and touch someone.
That's the commercial.
You're never too far.
That's the commercial. That's it. This must be 1974, 1973. It's amazing how those jingles just stay in your mind forever.
It is. It just says this particular one aired April 1979.
Oh, 79.
Wow.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Yeah, I remember those. I'll bet you, I mean, and this is kind of gross when you think about it, but I'll bet you if we played a game where you just played the first couple of notes of a commercial, I bet I could tell you what it is, because all that stuff is lodged in my brain like everyone else's.
Yeah, so much useful information gone. But old jingles, yep, they're there.
Oh, well, they make it so easy to remember those things. Anyway, Mary was talking about, you know, reaching out, and that immediately that commercial came to my mind. Don't even get me started on I'm a Pepper, You're a Pepper, or you're going to have that Dr. Pepper song in your head for the rest of the day. And everybody, yeah, thanks a lot. Don't remind me of that song. Hey, I have an odd story. And Cyrus, I think you've got a little audio to back me up on this. This is, I don't know what to make of this. An American woman who has never been to New Zealand, her name is Summer Diaz, 24 years old. She now speaks with a Kiwi accent because, apparently, because she was in a coma for 2 weeks and she woke up from a coma and she's now speaking like she's from New Zealand. So the accent-inducing accident occurred November 25th, 2020. She's a Los Angeles native. She was coming home from her job and she was walking in the crosswalk to get to her car, and she was struck by a car that came through and hit her. The driver dialed emergency services. Then the car crash victim was transported to the nearest hospital. Doctors subsequently discovered that she had sustained a plethora of injuries, including a broken pelvis and a brain injury, and so they placed her into a medical coma. During the 2 weeks that she was unconscious, her family and her boyfriend could not visit her regularly because of the coronavirus pandemic. When she came to, she was reportedly disoriented and confused. She said, "I could hear people saying, 'You're at the hospital, Summer.'" And she realized that at first she couldn't speak. She gradually regained her speech, and then she noticed changes to her voice, which she initially chalked up to being intubated during the coma. She says, "I remember trying to speak to people and my voice sounded different." And we have audio of her speaking, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Maybe she's not talking in a New Zealand accent. Maybe she's just questioning everything since her accident.
I don't know. Well, she claims, who am I to not believe her? But she says, no, I mean, I don't know where this is coming from. And she's been working with a speech therapist to regain her verbal communication skills. And while her speech improved, her foreign accent also became more pronounced, eventually reaching the point where nurses didn't believe that she was from the U.S.
You want to hear what she sounds like?
Let's do it.
I didn't do it with like any intentionality. I actually got an MRI done because of it, and I see the neurologist next month, and they're going to read the results to confirm whether or not it's foreign accent syndrome. But like, it could be like something else, or like I could be doing it for whatever reason, but this is just how I talk now. But personally, as long as it's like something I prefer, I find it very fun.
I find it very fun.
Do you think she's faking?
I don't know. I give people the benefit of the doubt. It's a bizarre story, though. Well, maybe they just had like Flight of the Conchords playing constantly, while in her hospital room, since no one could come and visit her. She's just hearing Murray.
Like, I tell you what, I feel bad. I haven't got you paid gigs for a while. Here you go. Take this. $50.
You can't give us your own money.
Well, yeah, you're right. No, it is my last 50. Till Thursday, I mean, you know.
Well, have we sold any T-shirts?
Two.
What about mouse pads?
No.
Sold any mouse pads?
No, I told you. No. Terrible idea. I don't know what to do with them. I got so many mouse pads at home because of your bad idea, Brett. What do you do with mouse pads? I've lined Toby's kennel with them. He keeps eating them. Tried to waterproof the kitchen.
Well, we need some cash.
Well, maybe you guys should think about supplementing your band income by getting another job, like I do with this job.
That's a band meeting with Flight of the Conchords. Now, those are for real Kiwis. And then that's how they talk. Let's play her again, because she does kind of sound like that.
I didn't do it with like any intentionality. I actually got an MRI done because of it, and I see the neurologist next month, and they're going to read the results to confirm whether or not it's foreign accent syndrome. But like, it could be like something else, or like I could be doing it.
If you want to do that accent, all you really have to do is turn everything you say into a question.
Do you really think I could do that accent? That was an actual question.
I think you probably could. I think you could do it to die.
I don't think I'm very good at it.
I don't think so either. So she says, if I get hit by a car but get to keep the accent, I'm okay with that. That's the best part. She says, I was always texting my friends telling them that I really wanted to keep it because I really like accents. One of my daughters, you'll like this, Cyrus, she worked as a waitress at a really high-end restaurant. I mean, very expensive food there and such. So she did rather well for herself. And one time Nancy and I came in to have dinner there, and she got us like the employee discount. So it was like 60% off, which made it, you know, doable. But anyway, so she pointed to another waiter or waiter over there. And he came over and said hello. British accent, just, you know, super suave way of talking. And she said, that guy is the most popular waiter we have, and he gets lots of tips, and everybody loves him. He's, you know, sort of flamboyant personality kind of thing. She said, but here's the thing. You know, he grew up here in Columbus, Ohio. He's not British. That's not a real accent. He was good at it, too. I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell. But he would just put it on, like you put on your, you know, your uniform. He would put on this accent, and he would talk in that accent to garner, you know, lots of tips because people like that kind of thing. And he figured out how to game the system.
So. That's pretty smart.
When he clocked out, he didn't talk like that anymore. So I really can't do that accent at all.
No. Yeah, that's good for him, acting.
Yeah. Well, he figured out how to make some money. I think that says maybe a little bit about gullibility for other people, though. Of course, if you don't know, how would you know, right? Serious question, Cyrus. Have you ever thought that your house was haunted?
Yes. Yeah, but we don't have enough time to get into that, but I grew up in a haunted house.
You did?
Yeah, not the answer you're expecting. So I'll go, no, Patrick, I didn't grow up in
a haunted house. Now this is going to make the story even better when we get a chance to talk about it. I'm just looking at the clock here. So we have, tell you what, we're going to break in a couple of minutes. Take a minute or so and just, I don't know the answer to this question. I never asked you this before, so can you give me the brief overview? Because I have a story here. At least 10% of Americans believe that their house is haunted.
Oh, cool.
And I've got some stats on people who actually, you know, are taking action. But just really briefly, what happened with you?
All right. I was probably 7 years old. Mom and dad, we rented this big house. And we had, it was a big basement. When my mom moved in, she had these two dogs that were totally faithful, always at her heel. They refused to come in the house. One of them like peed on the doorstep, and they ended up running away, and we never saw them again. And my dad saw a lady in the mirror, like in the shower, and he turned around and no one was there. And so he ran upstairs to where my mom was sleeping, and she's like, I wasn't in the shower. And then we'd hear these knocks on the outside of the wall, and we'd hear an old phonograph down in the basement. And we learned after we had moved out that a woman had committed suicide in the basement because her husband had killed somebody and he got life in prison. And so
I'm almost sorry I asked you.
Well, yeah, you asked.
This is like a Stephen King novel.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that really happened.
Whoa.
Yeah, and there's more. There's way more. I just condensed it into a couple of talking points.
And so your dad saw her reflection, I guess, in the mirror?
That's what he uh-huh. said, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like she was in the curtain.
That is interesting.
Yeah, terrifying.
And how about you as a kid? Were you oblivious to all that, or did you?
Oh, no, I used to have these nightmares about the basement that I didn't understand. But they didn't make any sense, you know, just regular nightmares. But why am I having nightmares about a basement? Mm. So there we go. Hey, and now hey, it's Pledge Drive. All right.
Peppy music. Yeah. Well, when we come back, I do want to share a little bit from this article about how many Americans think that their house is haunted and what some of them have done about that. It's fascinating. Kind of gets us into the whole idea of praying for the souls of the faithful departed. We'll be, well, actually, I'm joined right now by Mary Graham to talk about Pledge Drive.
All right, folks, we have 34 minutes left in this hour, and we still need 212 people, to be exact, to help support this local station. We need 212 people who will reach out and respond during this next 34 minutes. Join the family at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A really big goal for this hour, but we can do it if everybody does their part.
Yeah, and that means you. And it's just a friendly reminder that the reason we do Pledge Drive four times a year is because we've got a vast amount of equipment, electricity, and all kinds of things that go into making relevant radio work. And without those things happening, then there is no programming. Imagine what it would be like to tune in one morning and just get silence. There's nothing there. Well, eventually, that's what it would lead to. So we want to stay far away from that, and we want to make sure that we do stay fully funded. We pay our bills. And so we're coming to you hat in hand, asking you to help us. But you're helping not only us, you're really helping all of those people who are listening right now, including yourself, who are relying upon Relevant Radio. So maybe give us a call, 877-291-0123, or use the Relevant Radio app, or go to relevantradio.com.
We want to say thank you so much to Nicholas listening in La Crosse, Wisconsin, for your $1,450 gift. It was doubled, as this is a partnership challenge hour. Your gift will be matched 100%. Tony is listening in Fort Myers, Florida. $600 was doubled to $1,200. And we have Claire Marie, who listens in Philadelphia. Your dollar a day became $2 a day. You can do that too. We are still in need of a lot of folks, over 200 people who will call in yet during this hour. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or better yet, visit the website. It's relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. There you can see all of the great thank you gifts we have available when you join the family here with Relevant Radio.
Join the family. That's right. Angela in Albuquerque, New Mexico, she wrote in to say, "Hello, Patrick. I absolutely love your show, and I need you to know how instrumental you and Relevant Radio have been in deepening my Catholic faith and growing closer to God. I thank you dearly for that." Milagros of Brandon, Florida said, "Thank you so much for a great show. In the midst of so much confusion, we all need to have that clarity." Thank you, Milagros. That's what it's all about, Mary. People loving what they hear on Relevant Radio. We just want to keep bringing it to them, right?
That's it. We still need 210 people who will reach out and respond at 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Yeah, that's right, Lunger. Love me some Tombstone. So, Cyrus, I did not know until you told me just a few moments ago that you had a haunted house story. So you were the reason I'm bringing this up is because, first of all, today is All Souls Day, and we pray for the souls of the faithful departed. We pray that God, if they're in purgatory, that God would hasten their release and bring them to heaven sooner. But it coincides with the fact that I think almost everybody in one way or another, one time or another, has experienced some kind of a paranormal phenomenon. And I want to come back to your haunted house story in a second. Let me just share one briefly with you. I don't think I've ever told this story on the air. I really don't think I've ever mentioned it before. But I was invited to go speak at a parish in, it was in the greater Oklahoma City area. And this is not the Haunted Hotel story. This is a different story. So I go to the rectory of where this event's going to take place. And I had a hotel room that I was going to go to that evening, but that was later. So I had to give this talk and such. So they said, "You can use this room in the rectory. It's not used. And, you know, you could change." And, you know, so I wanted to take a shower, and I wanted to change and get all cleaned up. So I'm in the shower, and I'm in this, you know, guest suite. It's all private, locked the door to the room and all that. I'm in the shower, and I kid you not, Cyrus, this is without any exaggeration. I'm in the shower, you know, shampoo in my eyes. I'm trying to, you know, concentrate on getting clean. There is a man standing 2 feet away on the other side of the shower door talking in the same kind of voice that I'm talking in right now. I couldn't see him because I had my, you know, my eyes were closed because of all the shampoo. So I'm like frantically trying to rinse all the shampoo out of my eyes so I can open my eyes. I open my eyes. There's nobody there. But for 20, 30 seconds, there was a man that I never actually saw him, but he was standing there in the room and he was talking. I don't really remember what he was saying. So I like, oh my gosh, it's somebody who's in here. So I towel off.
Get
I come out.
Of here.
I'm serious. It was so weird. And I'm looking around. The door to the room was still locked. The door to the bathroom was locked. There was nobody there. There was actually nobody in the bathroom. And it was far enough away from anything else in the house that it wasn't like a voice from another room or anything like that. And I'm telling you, it was 2 feet, standing 2 feet away from me. So I didn't know what to think about that. And so later that day, I brought it up with the parish priest, and he said, oh. And when he said,
oh, that's never good.
Oh. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, Father so-and-so died in that room, you know, like 5 years ago.
What?
Yeah. And I said, oh, thank you, you know, for putting me in that room, or thank you for... I mean, I don't have any other way to account for it other than maybe he was in asking for prayer, perhaps. Maybe he was, because I couldn't understand what he was saying. I was so startled by it that I didn't understand anything he was saying. But as I reflected on it, maybe God permitted him to manifest in a way like that. So I did pray for him. I probably finished praying my rosary that day and included him in the intention. But it was very attention getting, I'll tell you.
Oh. That is terrifying. Yikes.
So tell me about your haunted house. So you said that there was somebody who had committed suicide in the basement. You found out later?
Yeah, we found out as they ended up selling the building, and it got turned into like an office building. And we were the last tenants. And we learned that someone had committed suicide in the basement as we were leaving. Like the truck is all out, and then someone came to get the keys, and then they told us the story. We're like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff that happens in this house. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, someone did commit suicide in there.
Oh, my gosh. I would rather not know.
It was
honestly
terrifying. But the lady, there's never any maleficent. It wasn't like this evil entity. I never got the intention that like someone was trying to scare me or hurt me. It was more, it was sad. It was like the music that we'd hear coming out of the basement was like this. It was sad. Really, really sad.
See, I couldn't live in a place like that. You know, if there's music coming out of the basement.
No. And I don't
know.
That
doesn't work.
I asked my mom about it. So this is something we never talked about. And I had this memory growing up. And, you know, I tell my friends when we're doing the campfire stuff. And as I got older, I was like, you know, I must have made this up. This can't really be a real story. And my mom and I got close again after, you know, years of not really, I didn't really talk to her. And I brought it up. I said, hey, mom, what's up with that haunted house? And she perked up and she started telling me all the stuff that I remembered. I was like, wow. This is crazy.
You know, real quick, I want to mention we are in Pledge Drive mode, so we're looking for about 198 more calls during this time. We're going to be talking Pledge Drive here in a little bit, but I just want to give you an update. We're still looking for 198 people, I should say, donating either at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app or calling us at 877-291-0123. Well, Cyrus, the reason I find this this topic so intriguing, but also in a particular way, it's very appropriate because today is the day of All Souls, and we pray for the souls of those who are in purgatory. And there is no question but that there are supernatural phenomena all around us. Some people maybe only rarely, if ever, have any experience like that. Other people seem to be, I don't know, like more of a magnet for things like that. And so I don't claim to have any, you know, particular clairvoyant ability or anything like that, but I have had a few incidents like that, like the incident with the voice in the bathroom where I was. That was quite a
The hotel getting. Light flicking on and off.
That was the worst.
That gave me chills.
Yeah, we have I think that clip on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken, don't we? We do.
Yep, that's on the YouTubes.
Okay, yeah. And so it's kind of an odd coincidence. That too happened in Oklahoma City. The one that I just mentioned to you was an outlying town where I happened to be. But it just dawned on me that two of the most startling things that have happened in Oklahoma. I don't know what that means.
All right, note to self, stay out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, really. Oh, by the way, if you want to experience what I did at that hotel, I'll tell you the hotel and you can go stay there by yourself. That would be a good way to do it. And tell me what happens in the overnights. So 1 in 10 Americans, this article at StudyFind says, have moved because they thought their house was haunted. A survey of 1,000 people around the country conducted by Cinch Home Services also found that 3/4 of these individuals are still living in the same house. Nearly 2/3, 64%, said that they already believed in ghosts before the experience, but 30% say their encounters with the paranormal pushed them to believe. It has some interesting statistics. 42% said that the lights started turning on and off by themselves. 46% say they heard strange sounds in the home. 35% said they heard voices in the home. A certain Cyrus Simcoe says that he heard music in the home. The survey revealed that 55% of these paranormal experiences took place in a freestanding home, 23% in an apartment building, 22% in a condo. It's about half and half in terms of two-story houses or multi-story houses versus a single-story house. I don't know what those statistics mean exactly, other than it really doesn't matter where you are. It seems like these phenomena can actually occur and do occur. I mean, I don't think these people are lying. Something is happening. So that brings me back to the issue, well, what is that then? What could that be? Well, from a theological standpoint, that could certainly be a demonic spirit. It could be a soul who is damned and by God's permission is permitted to do this for whatever reason. Another possibility is that it's one of the souls in purgatory. And in that case, I would think that it's got by God's permission that he's allowing that soul to manifest in a way that would get us to pray for that person. Those things have happened, certainly in the lives of the saints. What else could it be? Well, I mean, ghosts have to be something. They have to be one of those things. It would be the soul of a departed person or a demonic spirit. I don't think that angels, the good angels, that is, are likely to be the cause of that. It would be interesting if there's ever a scientific way of accounting for these phenomena, but they're known everywhere in the world by all generations. I mean, in fact, we read in the Gospels that when the apostles saw Jesus walking on the water, they thought it was a ghost. So they knew all about ghosts, and they thought he was a ghost. And of course, it wasn't. But that's, I think, the matrix where these things fit in. I think we've got some time for a call. Let's go to Nick Nick in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Patrick. So I had a story. I was in a monastery out on the East Coast for some time, for a couple of years. And I had experience, so I was having trouble getting up for morning prayer I was struggling with some laziness, and my superiors were helping me work on that. Uh-huh. One morning, they were... I was, just kind of oversleeping for, I was almost a few minutes late, and there was this knock at the door, and I got up, and it was I was in a haze, and, I thought it was one of the brothers that was just getting me up and getting me going. And I opened the door, and there was nobody there. And so I thought that was kind of strange, and so I went to morning prayer. My next spiritual direction meeting, I asked my superior, did you send someone up? And he's like, I didn't send anybody up to get you. And then I brought it to my provincial later, and he was convinced that, my guardian angel was helping me to, do my duties and to go to morning prayer. And so I found that very uplifting, felt gentle and kind of, firm. It was like, all right, you got to get on track. So
yeah,
that's my story.
Did that help cure you of that sloth?
Yes, I am still working on it, of course, but I'm considerably better after working with, the right people.
That's great. Well, what a great story. And won't it be interesting if it was, in fact, your guardian angel, Nick, when you get to heaven and you can talk it out with him and say, hey, was that you? Oh, yeah. I got to say, oh, yeah. And you have no idea how many other things I was doing in the background. Anyway, thank you, Nick. I appreciate this the phone call. I think that means we have to take a break, right? We all know what this is from. I don't know what to say about this music, except that we have to take... This is probably a very good time to take a break. Let's take a break, and I'll talk with Mary Graham as we're moving toward the finish line. We have about 15 minutes left, a little bit less than that now, to get to where we need to be by the end of the day. I'm looking forward to hearing what Mary has to say by way of where we stand at this moment. Let's take a quick time out, listen to this miracle moment. I'll be right back.
Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
This is Angela from Albuquerque. She says, hello, Patrick. I absolutely love your show, and I need you to know how instrumental you and Relevant Radio have been in deepening my Catholic faith and growing closer to God. I thank you dearly for that. And that's Angela from Albuquerque. Thank you, Angela. And let's go to Peter in Boston. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller.
Okay.
And firstly, I would like to thank you for your show and the Relevant Radio. You guys give me so much hope, you know, to get up every single morning and keep trying to be a better Catholic.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We're making progress slowly but surely, a little bit slower than surely, though, I feel like at this point, Patrick. We have 14 minutes left in this hour, and we need 180 people if we're going to make our call goal of 250 gifts during this hour. It's a big goal, but we can do it if everybody helps out, joins us either by visiting relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
Well, Mary, I hope this will give you a little boost. I just got handed a note that we had an anonymous donor from Illinois come in with a $7,500 pledge just a short time ago. So that helps quite a bit. And we are greatly appreciative of that. I wish I had a name for somebody I could thank on the air, but the person
they
wishes to remain anonymous. Yeah, they know who they are.
So, is that matched, Patrick?
Thank you for asking, Cyrus. Yes, that's matched. Dollar for dollar, right, Mary?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. 100% match.
100%.
As your gift will be, too, if you can contact us here in the next 13 minutes as we wrap up this final hour of the Patrick Madrid Show on a Tuesday and the final pledge drive of the year. So if you're planning your year-end giving, now is the time to give here at Relevant Radio, because capitalize on your investment. It's double dollar for dollar when you make your gift at relevantradio.com by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I got a great little testimonial that came in here. It says, during this fall pledge drive, I just wanted to say thank you for all of the for all that Relevant Radio does. Thank you to the anchor programs, Drew, Patrick, and Father Rocky. Favorite, as Simon says, Father Simon. Also wants to thank all of the new voices that they hear from the faith, like Cale Clark and Timmery. So thank you so much. And that came from, looks like, Valentino, who listens in Bakersfield.
Nice.
Yes, thank you.
Very nice. Yes, 877-291-0123. That's how you can join the winner's circle, by making your pledge, or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Real quick, Mary, I want to share another one with you that really makes me happy. This is from Mary Alice, who says, thank you and Relevant Radio for all you do to help bring Christ, His Mother, Mary, St. Joseph, and all the saints and angels a lot closer to me over the past month. A friend in Cleveland told me about Relevant Radio, and I've been listening and doing some hawking for the station, mentioning it to a number of my family and friends. God bless you. She says, listening to Relevant Radio has been an oasis of peace for me while trying to get closer to our Lord and our Blessed Mother Mary in this chaotic world. God bless and keep you and yours now and always. Thank you, Mary Alice. That's exactly the kind of excitement that we feel whenever we're able to hear from you. And we'd love to hear from you now. Call 877-291-0123.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
All the haunted house stories are coming out of the woodwork now. I'm getting texts and tweets. Well, you know, it is All Souls Day. So just remember that there are souls who are in purgatory, and we should be praying for them, and today's their big feast day, so let's not forget to pray for them. But also remember that when they get to heaven, they will pray for you. Friends in high places is a good thing to have. Let's go to Jennifer in Philadelphia. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, Patrick. I just wanted to share a story. I heard the lovely woman that called in about her dear son who committed suicide.
Yeah.
And I just saw this movie called Purgatory. I don't know if you've seen it, but they shared the story about the curé of ours, St. John Vianney, that said he had a vision of, I think it was two souls in purgatory, and that they had committed suicide, and he, through this vision, he was granted that they, even though they committed suicide, between the bridge they jumped off and the water they had, God gave them special revelation that they were able to have an act of contrition in that moment. And so I just wanted to share that maybe it would give her some comfort and to, yes. to keep, you know, reminding to pray for those souls in purgatory, like you just said.
Right, indeed. That's a great story. I've told that story many times, and it's always good to hear it again. The version of it that I've heard and have read from accounts of his life was that it was a man, one man, who had jumped off a bridge to commit suicide. And the family was grieving because they figured since he committed suicide that he would have gone to hell. And so God, as you pointed out, he gave St. John Vianney this vision that the man was saved. And so he told the family he was saved. Well, how could he be saved if he committed suicide? Well, in the final moment before his body and soul separated in death, he had time to repent, and thus he was saved. So can you imagine, Jennifer, the great comfort that must have given to that poor family? I would love to be able to know that was true for everybody in this situation, but we do know it happens for some people, and that's something we can really rest in and trust in, right?
Amen. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I know you waited quite a while to get on the air. I appreciate that. Thank you for that. Let's go now to, where are we going to go? Let's go to Lynn in Green Bay. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Patrick. I have been having a conversation with my adult daughter. Uh-huh. Been talking about mortal sin and eternal punishment. And she's trying to understand the concept of hell. And she has several questions that I've tried to answer, but I'm wondering if you can help.
I'll try.
So, okay. So these are a few of her questions. If we die with a mortal sin on our soul, do we still have a chance to repent at judgment?
And let's take each question individually.
Okay.
Was that the whole question there, or was there more to that question?
Well, there's kind of like a second part, like if the answer is no, okay. And then goes from there.
Okay. So, yeah, the answer would be at the moment of death when the body and the soul separate, that's when the decision becomes fixed. It becomes permanent. So if somebody dies in the state of mortal sin, that's unconfessed, unrepented rebellion against God, that becomes the permanent posture of that soul toward God, which is basically no. So there's no opportunity to repent in the afterlife. You go straight to your judgment. As it says in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed to a man to die once and then the judgment. So after death, the next thing is judgment, and then you go either to hell or you go to heaven, or if you're not quite ready to go to heaven yet, you would spend some time in purgatory until you were ready. Does that answer that first question?
Well, it answers the first one, but I think the crux of it is coming next then, because here's what she's struggling with. If there is no repentance, she's wondering, how does that justify eternal suffering? If someone dies, for example, and realizes their mistakes and wants to be with God, how can God say, nope, sorry, too late, and then they suffer eternally? How is that? How does that demonstrate a merciful God?
Yeah, well, that is part of the nature of the afterlife, is that you move from time into eternity. Now, there's so much more to say about this. I'll try to get back to this topic tomorrow. But for the moment, I've got to say goodbye right now, Lynn, because the music says I've got to go. But keep listening, and maybe tomorrow I can touch on that particular topic. Thank you.
We want to say thank you so much to Catherine in St. Cloud, Minnesota. $600 gift was doubled to $1,200. Robert in Chicago, dollar a day, doubled to $2 a day. And Mary in Dubuque, Iowa, your dollar a day was also doubled to $2 a day. That's how we do it. We need 250 people who can join us during this hour. There's 6 minutes left in the hour, and we still need over 140 people. Patrick, the only way we can do this is if everybody who's listening right now says, I'm going to be one of those people that joins the family, and you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or open up that app on your smartphone and make your gift right now. Don't wait. Yeah. Don't procrastinate. It's doubled dollar for dollar for the next 6 minutes.
Yeah, I think as we get closer to the end of the hour, Mary, we're going to need some Mexican hat dance music just to get people revved up and dialing 877-291-0123. I know I get revved up when that music is going. But we are far from where we need to be. And as I've been saying, if we don't hit the numbers each day, by the time we get to Friday, if there's this huge gap, we won't make it. And we can't let that happen. So please step in, especially if you haven't made any pledge ever before. This would be the perfect time to join the family, as we're saying. And what we mean by that is we all pull together as a family and we help one another as a family. And you know that we help you every single day. We're here for you every single day, 24/7. And so as your family, we're asking you to help us. And right now what we need is to get to that goal. You can make your pledge at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. But please take action right now. We need you right now.
We need $2.7 million by the end of the week. And kind of a little put into perspective of how the math works. We kind of figure out our average gift is and how much we need to raise per hour. So our kind of dollar amount for this hour was around $50,000 is what we needed, which is where we came up with that number of calls. So if you're in a position that you could make that special gift right now of $5,000 or $10,000, you can clean up for some of those folks that weren't able to get to the phones and make the call and make up for some of the shortfall that we may see on our call goal for this hour. It's real easy to make that gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We are making progress. We only need about another 110 people right now. Last few minutes, look what we've done in this first few minutes of this pledge break. We can do it if everybody joins in, but it's going to definitely require people visiting the website, relevantradio.com, or using the app because we just don't have that many volunteers on hand to take all those phone calls.
So true. Mary of Ohio, she writes in to say, Patrick, I really appreciate all that you do to help bring the light of truth to a rather dark world. And that really puts it in perspective, Mary. There's so much nonsense and misinformation and things that are leading people away from God, and we're bringing them to the light. And we'd like to have you join us by calling 877-291-0123. Or go to Relevant. I feel like I better talk faster, right? Or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123.
I'll say it slower. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Dollar for dollar match here for the next 2 minutes. Don't miss out on this very special opportunity. If you can do that $5,000 or $10,000 gift, we really need you right now. Visit the website, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. I don't want to underestimate either those who can make the $1,200 gifts or the $600 gifts. Those add up fast. So if you can help us out, we'd love to hear from you. We see things are backing up here a little bit on the phone lines. You might need to visit the website, relevantradio.com, or use the smartphone on your tablet or your app. I didn't say that right.
Oh, you did. You did. It was perfect. And we're up against the clock. We only have about a minute left. So this is the time. If you haven't acted yet, please act now. 877-291-0123. It is Taco Tuesday, after all. What a great day to make your pledge and celebrate Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. Or use the Relevant Radio app or go to relevantradio.com. Mary, take it away.
Take it away. We need just another 65 people. Look at the progress we made. Keep it going. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. Mary and Patrick will be back tomorrow.